Hundreds of Hong Kong police raided the Stan News office in the early hours of Wednesday morning, using a warrant under the much-criticised national security law to collect boxes of what were described as journalistic materials. Six people linked to the independent media outlet were arrested under a separate law on sedition from the British colonial era. By Wednesday afternoon, Stan News announced it was closing after 7 years.
We are not targeting the reporter, we are not targeting the media. We just target the national security law, the offences.
Among those arrested was well-known singer and activist Denise Ho and former politician Margaret Ng, both former Stan News board members.
Hi.
Police turned up at the home of Stan News deputy assignment editor Ronson Chan, officers telling him to stop recording as they arrived. Chan, who is chairman of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, stood by the now disbanded news organisation.
Stan News has been doing professional reporting. There's no doubt about it. The whole world sees it. It doesn't matter what charges have been made. Nothing can change that fact.
The Hong Kong Journalists Association said it was deeply concerned by the arrests and urged the government to respect the media freedoms that are meant to be safeguarded under the city's mini-constitution, the Basic Law. Hong Kong Chief Secretary John Lee shrugged off the criticism, saying journalism cannot be used as a tool against national security.
They are the evil elements that damage press freedom.
China's government in Beijing says the security law in Hong Kong is necessary for stability following political unrest and mass pro-democracy protests. Dozens have been arrested, prosecuted and jailed since China imposed the legislation last year. 6 months ago, the last remaining pro-democracy paper, Apple Daily, was forced to shut down after its assets were frozen and its founder, Jimmy Lai, arrested. The closure of the Apple Daily left Stan News as one of the last pro-democracy outlets in Hong Kong. Now there are questions over whether smaller online outlets can survive the crackdown on media freedoms. Britt Clenett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.